back. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Show live here at RBN. I'm RJ, and my guest this morning, John Moran. He's been spending years and years in the banking industry and lives out of California. And he says the bailout should have been given to Americans. Again, John, thanks for joining us.
Yes, yeah, so they should. It would have gone to the banks anyway, but what it should have done was gone directly to the American taxpayer, and they would either be caused to pay down their mortgages, pay down their credit cards, and if they didn't have mortgage debt or credit card debt, they would receive cash. Let's just say it was a sum of $100,000 per person.
Uh-huh.
If you had done that, you would have re-stimulated the economy, because then the direction of the economy would be dictated to by the American people, not by the politicians and whatever crony enterprises they end up engineering with their banking.
So when you look at these politicians, it was these big corporations that funded them really getting into office, not individual Americans.
Well, that happened from Obama on down the line, and also intimate relationships that Barney Frank shared himself with the top people there. And one of the top people that I guess was either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, he was drawing in $15 million a year. He organized countless millions of dollars for Obama. It was a major banking ploy to put Obama into the position he's in now, which is probably one of the most ludicrous positions ever to place someone in time, who had absolutely no background or no knowledge, never worked really a day in his life outside of being a law professor.
A law professor who should understand the Constitution. And that's what he taught, was the Constitution.
So what he's done is he's primed himself to spare himself from the question of his own constitutional right to legally be president of the United States.
So what he's doing not because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's making conscious decisions to do what he's doing now. And these bailouts, they could make a difference to Americans, but they're not. The very people who created these problems are the ones that this funding is going to.
That's exactly right. And I had heard in undercurrents that Pelosi and Reid looked very closely at anybody that was going to get these monies as they went out and cut their own private deals on the side. Those are very dangerous statements for me to make, but that's what has transpired from what I've been informed within my own financial network.
How long ago, John, did you begin to notice that something was really wrong in the country?
I went to the White House in December of 1998 to make a rapprochement to Bill Clinton, and I went to Congressman Cox at that time from my international travels, which we haven't discussed, which wouldn't, you know, to just the formulation of how things were moving in the United States. I saw there to be very precarious situations rising and higher speeds within the country. I was rebuffed by both parties.
By the Republicans and the Democrats?
Yes.
So you didn't see it. You didn't see it as just a party issue?
No, this was not a party. This was a national security and national survival direction. And it was completely, I was not the person that they wanted to have bearer of the news.
I remember a while back you had mentioned we were talking about North American Union, and their intention is to put major highways that run from South America, Mexico, into this nation, and that Dick Cheney had been buying land as well as generals right in the very place where those highways would be going through. These
Correct.
Politicians just helping themselves. We'll be back after this commercial break. This is RBN.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Morning Liberty Show live here at RBN. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. Out of California, my guest this morning is John Moran. Again, John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I want to continue on that discussion with these politicians and the payola and the statements I made about my visits to Washington, D.C. back in December of 1998.
Yeah.
Through my travels in the Far East the previous year, certain rather dangerous declarations have been made to me by certain parties over there that there had been a sellout of this country by our highest political people.
Imagine that.
From a financial standpoint. And not only that, but this fellow even told me who did it. And I mean the specifics to it. So that's why you saw that burgeoning economy in China.
So Bill Clinton, when this country was completely enamored with Monica Lewinsky in the cigar incident, Bill Clinton was over there in bed with the Chinese.
100%. A matter of fact, I just can't say because they're going to know who he is right away. So I can't, I can't say. I mean, let's just say that they, from what I was advised, they took the money from a certain bank and adios, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
What you're saying is you need to be careful with what you say this morning.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is we need to really speak this morning. You know,
there are absolutely 100%. If you look at the direction of how things have gone, that's why everything went their way.
So we've got politicians, right? Imagine the president, the vice president, and his relationship with Hilbert. Halliburton. that they're back in Washington, D.C., taking care of themselves. They could care less about the quality of workmanship that they provide, whether it's working on the foundation or whether it's working on the framework or whether it's working on the finish work. They could care less about the quality. They're rushing in to get the money for themselves and then getting out.
Yeah, and that is exactly, really tragically, what happened in Iraq. That was promulgated through allowing ourselves to drop our guard on 9/11/01. And I know it's a very difficult statement to me to make because of the fact that, you know, you have your political over there, you've got to keep them primed and loyal and serving the country is to the best ability that they can. But that was September 11th is the only reason Obama's in office.
Well, certainly Saddam was not behind the attack of 9/11.
Not to my knowledge.
And I don't know that Osama was behind the attack of 9/11.
No, I think also the fact that he was a business partner of the United States when they were at war with Iran for many, many, you know, for 8 years.
A business partner of George Bush.
Yeah, and they were business partners in the 70s as well. I mean, he ascended, I think, to the presidency in 79, but had taken much of the power commencing in 1968 when I think they had a coup sometime around that time.
In fact, if this country was going to collect Osama, Bill Clinton had the opportunity when he was president a couple of times.
That is what people have indicated. Yes. They had a chance, I guess, to get him down in Somalia, or I guess they state that he was offered offered over to the people of the United States. But
so that attack in New York, in your neighborhood, right, where you came from, was about making money and about taking away more liberties from Americans.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're in a massive code of violation of the United States Constitution. But do you remember that we discussed one time that I would give you a chronology of some of my websites?
Yeah, I remember, so, and your website's TitanicUSA.com.
I'm going to give you an earlier one
and
that
Giant
I constructed on, and this is going to be make this situation more provocative.
Go ahead.
I opened one on December 13th, 1999, and closed it on April 20th of 2000. It was called www.maxpages.com /NYPD answer. And in a very apocalyptic advisement, it stated there would be a future attack on the United States directed from the air and in New York. And that site has never been touched. If you go on the far left corner, and it'll tell you when it was constructed and the last time it was there was any type of additions done to it. And the last addition was April 20th of 2000.
Name for us the website again. Sometimes in our conversation, we say it so quickly that listeners can't write it down. So
they can't write it down, and it is worth looking at and looking at very slowly.
Go ahead.
So it's maxpages.com.
And spell it out.
maxpages.com/NYPD answer.
Okay.
And that was
when was it that you put that website up?
December 13th, 1999, advising future attack on the United States. I will state that I am the only person on the globe that stated the attack sequence would sequence to Pearl Harbor, 1941. Many people said we would be attacked by planes, but no one ever made the direct declaration that it would sequence to the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941.
Hillary Clinton is one who has spoke about this issue and others about that there was a need in this nation to start taking away the liberties of Americans and that we would need another event like Pearl Harbor in order to do so, in order to justify new laws that would diminish the rights of Americans.
I'll tell you something very interesting, and I will get specific. I ran into a lady then, and she's actually a California public relations woman by the name of Kathy Barnum. She was one of Hillary's publicists or public relations experts. And I know she had been in the White House in January of 2000, meeting in the Oval Office with Hillary and Bill regarding her quest to be the senator for New York. And just to show you the temerity of Bill Clinton, he ended up grabbing her by her rear, squeezing it. And she was so offended by that, okay? But I told you I can get into specific names very fast, all right?
All right.
Anyway, I reapproached the White House through her, and Hillary's response regarding myself is, he's a nobody, referring to me. And that's what she had said.
She's not a very nice lady.
Ruthless. Ruthless.
During her run for the White House, I'm completely amazed when she started crying in front of on the cameras. I'm thinking, where's that coming from?
This woman sheds crocodile tears.
Because she's not a very nice lady.
No, I... I learned certain things regarding Bill and herself from an individual that went to Georgetown University and graduated the same year as Bill Clinton did, because the people from Georgetown University were invited to a private party at the White House early on in 1993, in the first year of Bill Clinton's presidency. And I will decide not to state what was provided to me and what transpired during that event, okay?
Okay.
I won't mention the party's name because, but of course it's pretty reduced. He's from California, and he lives in, he went to Georgetown University. Those are the only two links. Get your CIA to tell you the rest, you know.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. And it wasn't me. I didn't go there. Oh, my heavens. If I were to say that, I would be opening up a more than Chinese firecrackers. So let's leave it. We'll continue on in our discussions.
These people back in Washington, D.C., they're not very nice people. In the front of us, on the stage and in the parade, they smile well, and they kiss the babies and all of that. But their intentions intentions are another matter. And that's why, John, I began where we did this morning. Wanted to lay down your intention, where you came from. And I believe you love this country. I believe you love the cause of freedom in this country. In fact, there are some people who say that we should forget about 9/11. You know, it's behind us. Let's put it behind us. And I don't think so. I think 9/11 is a template. In fact, we could go back to Oklahoma at the Moore Building in Oklahoma. And that's another template. There was legislation that was being considered that would also diminish people's rights. That the moment that that attack was made, that legislation was approved. Same thing after 9/11. The Patriot Act was voted on. So who wrote that thing? How long before the event of 9/11 was that thing drafted and then lying around for an event like that to take place?
Well, the actual Patriot Act was written by a Vietnamese national, and his name escapes me at the moment, but I did preface to say, address that in my autobiography, Titanic 2000, The Millennium.
So this country is in trouble for a lot of reasons, but one, at least, we've still got people that we're sending back to Washington, D.C., who are back there to help themselves. We'll come back right after the commercial. This is RBN.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It is 23 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show live here at RBN, and our phone number 1-800-313-9443. And my guest this morning, John Moran. Again, John, thanks for joining us.
Yes, I have something I want to do a little winding back of the clock. Before I place at December 13th website, maxpages.com, NYPD answer. And I did approach the NYPD on that, and they said, we don't know if we understand or not, but whatever. So I have those email correspondence. But I wanted to tell the audience that after I was rebuffed in Washington, D.C., in December of 1998, I decided to take a sabbatical from the business world and financial world and go into doing some writings. And I don't know how I did it, but the first writings were Titanic, which was called The Return Voyage of the Titanic, which was consolidating economic matters of concern in relation to people in the United States that were they to have coalesced and formulated together with some direction, regrettably, which would have had to have been done through me, would have stopped the carnage that we have marched ourselves into in time. I built that website, that writings, I never released them, until March 24th of 1999, where my brain kind of flipped, and I went in, wrote writings on Pearl Harbor as we commenced bombing Serbia on March 24th, 1999, which I continued to do until June 19th, 1999, and I was approaching people of prominence because I was a reasonably well-connected individual. Those writings were anathema to the composition and makeup of the people that were being given these advisements, and they were being given to people all over the United States. One of them was Pearl Harbor versus Serbia. And in the calculations of our events over in Serbia as we were bombing, I clocked a code into it to the actual events of Pearl Harbor. And I know this is much too difficult to discuss verbally without having a visual capability to review it. And one of the last people I approached, after not finding any interest from any of the people in from talk show to radio to television to newspapers to people that could have brought these writings forward, I even went to People magazine editor, JFK Jr., whom I sent a letter to on, of all dates, July 15th, 1999, one day before his plane crash. And it's surprising that that letter that was sent to his specific facts has never been brought to light in this country.
It's like media for some time has been preoccupied with other things.
Yeah, well, they have a planned direction in this country, and anything that would destabilize their destabilizing influences is going to get discarded very quickly.
There are editors in place who they decide what does get printed, what does get airtime, and what does not.
Well, listen, I told you, you're going to get me into specifics. I'll give you one right now. The National Transportation Safety Board had one of its top lawyer investigators for plane crashes is a gentleman, I don't even know if he's still alive, his name is Ira Furman, out of New York. And he investigates, he retired after 9/11, he retired, but he investigated everything. His son, Matt, who was a lawyer, worked for CNN then in Atlanta, and he was the attorney that screens everything. I couldn't get them, even with knowing them, to move my writings forward.
If you take a look at an event like 9/11, right, two planes flying into the Twin Towers, it would have taken years of work, it would have taken hundreds of people, and it would have taken millions of dollars to fund such a thing. And any one of those people could have blown the whistle along the way. And it's amazing how many people have been quiet about the foreknowledge of those events.
People were fearful about their own personal safety. That was one of the reasons I've never really been out in the general public. And I will also indicate that nobody has a comprehensive September 11th higher than I myself. And anybody wants to challenge that statement would be sinking in a fast geometric pace.
So,
not only do I understand September 11th, 2001, 1/100th of a second by 1/100th of a second, how it interacted, there's a geometric time plate. It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle that all clicks in to 9/11 that goes dimensions beyond the actual specific interactions. I hope I'm not talking too heavily over people's heads, and that probably is the reason they need to review the latest website I put up from my speaking engagement at Rancho Mirage on June 24th of last year, giantsfree.com.
We'll be back after this commercial break. This is RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Thanks for tuning in this morning. This is RBN, the Morning Liberty Show, and I'm RJ. Thanks for listening. And my guest this morning, John Moran. Again, John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you again.
I have a book in my hand. The woman, her first name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, and it details satanic worship events where these kinds of people, you know, I haven't been there myself, didn't see it myself, but I'm looking at Hillary Clinton. I'm looking at people in Washington, D.C. They have a completely different kind of morality than any of us are even aware of. I'm telling you that I've had guests here out of Nebraska, out of California, out of other parts of the country who will tell you that there are events of satanic worship that go on in this country, that these people, that's where they come together. That's where they party. That's where they worship. That these are the kinds of people who are now at the helm of this nation, leading this nation. And I know we weren't going to have that discussion. I just wanted to have a better understanding of who these people are and where they come from. They come from a place where it's okay to be at a ceremony where there are women who are impregnated, that 9 months later they deliver this baby, and then that baby is tortured and killed in front of an altar and in the satanic worship thing. And there's all kinds of other deviant, satanic things that go on at these parties, at these ceremonies, in quiet mountain places and in public places where they come together. And it's absolutely amazing, the appalling activity, but the level, the high level of dark involvement that these people have. And my guest this morning, John Moran, has seen some of these people in action, has had shoulder-to-shoulder operation with some of them. And years ago, he had some foreknowledge and tried to warn Americans and tried to confront even some of these politicians. Again, John, thanks for joining us.
Yes, I really cannot say that I ever had any satanic dialogue with anybody that I have ever really been in communication with. And so I'm not really knowledgeable about, you know, whether these people meet or they, you know, and what kind of diversity of bizarre activities that they meet. The only time I ever ran into a very unusual situation, I was dating a very pretty little girl. I won't mention her first name, was Candace. And she asked me to be her date for her sister's wedding up in Malibu, California. And it was a woman by the name of Claire Prophet. And it actually had the surname Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, had an enclave up there with about 110 acres or something. And I went in there, and wow, that was weird. There was a building. I don't know how we got on these subjects so far off the beaten path, but there was a building that was all purple inside. She says, you can't go in there. So, of course, when somebody tells me I can't do something, it's exactly what I do. So I went in there, and I'm looking at all these frescoes, so to speak, and a guy jumps out of the room with that delirium in his eyes, you know, but I very coolly, you know, acted very nice and polite, and he came back to a state of normalcy from his well-eyed initial insanity from my presence in that building. But I remember there was a security person at the front. All they were looking at is my red Mercedes. I think they were looking for it as a donation or something. But so I was just very happy when the festivities were over. She had been brainwashed there at an earlier date. And she was pretty young then. I guess she was 19 years old in 1986. But she had been in there from her earlier years and had gone through brainwashing. And I think that group, and I don't remember the name of it, ended up going up to Montana. And then I think they kind of lived in an enclave in a bomb shelter type mentality until Claire Prophet died. But that was the only time I can ever say that I felt that I was within a satanic congregation in what was transpiring with those people there. And they were kind of reminded me of goblins. But as far as my being able to pinpoint people like Hillary Clinton, she's strictly has always been out for herself. And some people actually are all caught up and revel over this woman, think she's some miracle of, you know, and she is probably about one stage away from being a complete monster. I agree that she probably has satanic influences, but I don't have a direction there. I stay away from that type of socialization with people.
I appreciate the work that Alex Jones has done by going into the Bohemian Grove there in California and finding people from Hollywood there all over the place, also people from Washington, D.C., politicians out of California and around the country coming together probably to rub shoulders, to party, and to worship.
So that is what I have read. I haven't been there, so I really don't know what transpires, but you can, being in a financial world long enough, money means everything. So a lot of people might go there only because they want to maintain their capitalist position more so than they want to maintain the ideologies of some of those people from a directional standpoint.
Yeah, I think that could be very well correct, that some people go there in order to have gain, have positional gain, financial gain, influence gain.
It's the same as inside trading, knowing what's going to happen before it happens. Like, I would have to say, take the Iraq War. Don't you think a lot of people knew that we were going to go in, and they hedged their bets on defense stocks and oil or whatever? The answer is yes. But it's done so, you know, cleverly that it really isn't picked up by the nothing was picked up by the SEC with Christopher Cox in there.
Well, even before George Bush became president, we already knew that we were going into Iraq before he became president.
They were hell-bent to. Well, you know, I'll tell you something very interesting. I had a I just met for a brief while with a fellow who is a professor at Harvard MBA at his residence in La Quinta. And this was back on old days, June 6th of 06, a short time ago, 3 years ago almost. And he told me, he was kind of ranting and raving. I never even brought the subject up. He just mentioned that 22-person inner cabinet, he started rattling their names off, Wolfowitz and Pearl and whatever. And I just kind of blanked because I didn't really want to be there to discuss that situation. Were that 22-person inner cabinet of George Bush was the reason they went to Iraq, their influence on him.
See, it wasn't Bush's decision.
No. No.
He was told that...
He's the puppet.
Yeah, the U.S. was going into Iraq, period.
Yeah, the problem in the United States is, and I really don't want to get into what I discovered when I was in Kuwait regarding certain politicians. The long and short of it, these guys are all sold out. Every one of these guys, they have a funny sheet on, and he who controls the media will drop the bomb on people to whatever satanic way they want if things aren't going in the direction of a certain group of people of manipulative nature in the United States. That's exactly what's going on.
Well, they chose Obama because he would do what they told him to do.
Yeah, that, number one, and he's a cover-up for Bush because he's never going to pursue Bush. You have to understand that as well. And then his background is extremely nebulous, and I have never seen a situation where you cannot share a birth certificate, an authentic birth certificate of an actual president of the United States. It can't be released to the general public.
And he's not going to help in that department.
Well, that's why he wants Sotomayor in there, and as quickly as he can, the fellow who's 89 hasn't got any time left. He wants to turn that to 5-4 so everything goes his way. Now, I have I created and engineered a show regarding Obama that may force the issue on him, even at this late stage of manipulation with him in office. But it cannot be presented except visually. So if you can figure an avenue where I can present this without everybody wanting to observe and, you know, fool around with it to their own advantage, it would be the catalyst.
I've got people working on our website, so that is on its way, but not here yet. But, you know, we'll chat about that down the road. One of the questions this morning relative to our discussion is, in fact, I had another caller from California mention that he felt when Obama was announcing that he could accomplish as much in 70 or 72 days as he did his first 100 days, that he may have been trying to foretell another 9/11 kind of event that may be on its way. And I think there are patriots across this country who wonder when the next 9/11 kind of event, or, you know, it's not just 9/11. Again, it's like Oklahoma, the Murr Building, the Oklahoma bombing, the template that is being used to help further their agenda. Another attack upon Americans right here on our own soil that could justify even eating away more at our liberties.
We are so far down the road in this corruption game and socialist environment where you will not be able to function without an acquiescence of your politicians, or as you call them, Washington, D.C., that the direction is can be total destruction or it can be totally worked out, but you've got to force the hand to move these get rid of these politicians you have in office today and get people in there with an independent spirit. And I have to say, regrettably, you can't wait till 2012. You don't have that time, or 2010 elections, or 2010, I guess, when you get the House election. So there'll never be a swing that definitive back to a Republican Party, because there really is no difference between a Republican and a Democrat.
I think in our mind's eye, there's this nightmare that we envision, and that is, in this country, before long, coming to a place where, as we travel from one city to another, we'll have to show our papers at the line between one city and another. We'll have to show.
Yeah,
our
they're trying to. They're trying to get these high-tech computers to put us in a Big Brother 1984. There's no question about it. They're blaming us, the American people, for their criminal syndicate mentality and destructional direction that they brought upon us. I mean, that's the tragedy of the
blaming
situation.
Blaming us for their activity.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that is certainly in place is, who owns America? Do the Chinese own America? Does Iran own America? Does Saudi Arabia own America? Do the bankers own America? Do Americans own America? And there are a treaty documentation that would show you that more than half of this nation was never handed to the United States. The treaties that exist between the United States and American tribes, more than half of this nation was never put under treaty. I believe the battle for America is right in front of us, and that these thugs are going to blame the citizens or Americans for their activity. And it may take bloodshed, but I think the rights and liberties that came to us from God are at risk. And I think too many Americans are just sitting quietly while this battle is already going on.
That's why I'm speaking out now. It's gone to a level that is incomprehensible. There are plans to not plans. You're looking at it now in front of you, the dismantling of the United States. You see the battle going on with these superhighways, which are going north and south from Canada to Mexico instead of east-west, which is transit within the United States. And if you look at who controls the show, the people that create the paper control the show. So then you have a toss-up today. Is that the politician or is it the banker? And where is it centered out of?
So this
market, you're absolutely correct. You've got to look at all the dollars the Saudis have. They have enormous money.
The Saudis have invested in this country just like China has.
Yes.
And Iran has invested in this country just like China and the Saudis have. Israel has invested in this country.
Absolutely.
So it's like button. Who has the button?
That is correct, which isn't us anymore.
Who has the claim on this country?
You want me to tell you?
Go ahead. I think God has claim on this nation.
Yeah, but through engineered people.
This fight over this nation is right in front of us. In fact, I think we're at the very precipice for that very thing.
Time's run out.
And
I think the alarm clock is ringing. You don't have any more time.
This summer is the summer of decision for Americans. If we stand a chance at all of turning this around, this summer is the very time. There is no time like right now for this country.
Yeah, I mean, really, you have to ask the foreigners that control all of your currency to be happy with you printing money at an exponential pace to try to keep pace with a flow of commercial traffic within the United States, which is leading to a massive deterioration of the currency because of the fact everything is so electronically calculated today. So it's not like you can hide the papers that you're creating. It's all being identified as you're rolling the printing presses up. You can turn the United States into 1922 Germany, where they went with wheelbarrows to the store to buy a loaf of bread.
Even Lyndon LaRouche people are now saying that this President Obama is just like Hitler, and we're coming very close to the same condition as Germany when Hitler came on the scene.
There is a Hitler sequence that has gone into effect in the United States, and it is bizarrely identified through aircraft disasters.
We'll be back in just a moment. This is RBN.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
It is 6 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm RJ. This is the Morning Liberty Show live here at RBN. My guest this morning, John Moran. Again, John, I've had a good time this morning.
I have, and I have one last thing I want to say.
We have 4 minutes in this segment. Go ahead.
In Germany in the 1930s, the people of Germany considered Adolf Hitler their messiah, who claimed to be the messiah running for the presidency in 2008.
There are people who look at Obama that way.
Obama claimed himself to be the Messiah.
There's a friend of mine that I have introduced you to. I'll call her Lee. And she has had her life threatened because of what she knows and who she knows. My wife, her father, used to be in the intelligence arena in the military, and his life was at risk. In fact, he was threatened. He thought that they would take him down when he was alive. And I know you've been careful the last 2 hours, probably for the same reason.
I have been threatened with assassination. I remember on February 2nd, 2001, the son of a Navy admiral approached me, saying I was up for assassination then. That was February 2nd of 2001. So I'm still around, and I really don't care.
I think there are people who have had inside access and inside connection that do not disclose what they know, and I think we need that disclosure. And at the same time, I think Americans need to see what it is that is in front of us. And I think that the battle over who controls this nation this summer is such a pivotal time in our history. And I think people have no idea.
It is a monster because it's so manipulated. Do you ever see a video of Obama looking out of place or dysfunctional?
We've seen that a few times.
Have you?
Yeah, without his teleprompter.
Well, he stammers in his communication. I know that. He has to read a teleprompter most of the time to be able to flow his communication if it gets on a subject that has any sophistication.
Well, he's intelligent, but you can tell he's waiting for them to instruct him what to say.
It's already it's drafted before he speaks, and the questions that have come out are already pre-staged.
But this nation's in a lot of trouble, absolutely.
This guy's caught up in his own little world, or his glamour world. That's why I need to bring out, if you can find somebody, the actual, it has to go out more than just the web, out into this fraudulent media.
Well, Obama, he is not the Moses. He is not the Moses for this
country. He's the false messiah. He's a train wreck of massive proportions. And you are correct that if things don't go a certain way, you'll have something as massively disastrous as 9/11 hitting again. But so far, the script has been played out to as disastrous a pace and as enticing a situation as anybody satanic could enjoy.
See, the purpose, the intention of another 9/11 kind of event would be to move us into martial law.
That's what they want to do.
To take away our liberties even more.
That's exactly the game plan. We are no longer to be trusted because our politicians swindled us.
There are patriots across this country who are having wins in Oklahoma, wins in Montana, wins in Georgia, wins in Ohio, and there are 37 states who are moving now upon standing up for states' rights. And the question is, this summer, the battleground is right in place. Who will win? And I think we're going to see.
Let's hope we do.
John, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a nice day.
We'll do it again another time. I will be back tomorrow with James Corbett right here. This is the Morning Liberty Show at RBN. See you tomorrow.
With recent